This is News from the 7, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones aimed at targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. Source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines for major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House
Tuesday's
government efficiency outfit should be subject
degrees.
To the freedom of
for
information.
Tuesday night, a few clouds
this
remain
ABC
and
News.
A low of 26. Partly cloudy
Turnaround.
And mild
New
Wednesday
LA County
with a
DA,
high
Nathan
of 54.
Doing a 180,
Thursday,
reversing the
60,
previous DA stance on the possible release of the Menendez brothers.
Friday, near
Ockman
70
saying he'll ask the court to keep them in
night,
prison, saying
Saturday,
they have spent years lying,
with
not admitting to their lies.
Likely.
The Menendez brothers persist in telling these lies for the last over 30 years about their self-defense.
A court hearing is set for later this month when a judge could decide if the brothers deserve to get parole. Alex Stone, ABC News, in downtown L.A.
Israeli negotiators are in Qatar resuming talks with Hamas on what phase two of the Gaza ceasefire agreement will look like. The latest on Pope Francis as he continues to improve at Jerome Hospital, recovering from pneumonia. He's been in the hospital more than 3 weeks. Most of the world has dirty air, with just 17% of cities globally meeting air pollution guidelines. That from a report from the Switzerland-based database IQ Air. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you can go on the way to trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to win. And sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bill. For freedom, should be free.
Brought to you by the
Local Radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Packers making moves in free agency. Decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers adding another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal worth $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman Slayton today will join the Bengals. 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home, 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, with the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening, and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty, but for lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. Currently 41 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, if the federal government can disappear a legal U.S. permanent resident without reason or warrant, can they then disappear U.S. citizens too? Plus, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Cybersecurity operation to stop trying to block Putin's attempts to infiltrate our computer systems, our social media, and our military. Right. Or at least that's my understanding of how this report works out. This was what Chuck Schumer said last week when this story came down. This news is a couple days old. Senator Chuck Schumer, quote, Donald Trump is so desperate to earn the affection of a far-right Vladimir Putin. He appears to be giving him a free pass as Russia continues to launch cyber operations and ransomware attacks against critical American infrastructure, threatening our economic and national security. It is a critical strategic mistake for Donald Trump to unilaterally disarm against Putin. Again, this takes me back to Jeff Merkley and what Jeff Merkley had to say, just a couple of days ago. And, Nate, you know, cue up that video, because we played it in the first hour. This is something that, you know, every media in America should be playing.
The boy meets girl.
I sent this clip to a healthy girl. In fact, I had never heard of it. The last thing in the world
got the same thing.
Hosts want to get is, you know, story ideas.
Ain't that the way that the world goes round? Don't it get you up, it get you down, it get you walking around with a flashlight trying to
find one of Donald Trump's nominees. He essentially repeated this with several of Trump's nominees.
Gotta get you some. Gotta get you some.
Absolutely not, Senator. He's the President of the United States, duly elected by the American people.
Ben Boyce sees girl with another guy. What he would give just to catch her eye. Man.
We would see exactly
so
what he's doing
high
now.
But you can't compete with a superstar. He's got a big old house and a little red car. What you need is
express
one thing you ain't got.
Propaganda that has been Russian propaganda that Ukraine started.
Gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some.
Zelensky is a dictator.
Gotta get you some.
Second of all,
money.
He gave away key things on negotiating.
Gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some.
Been a guest on this program, wrote a book titled This Is How the Tangled World Ends, The Cyber Weapons Ends. And she writes from 2014 to 2014.
It's been a year since last weekend when you swung by with an old friend, carried out our future box by a stack of mail, a tube, a toothpaste, an empty Zeppelin 3CD case. Still a few things here that you forgot. They're just a bad excuse. Just something I can use to call you.
Thank you.
miss me when I'm down.
Hornets, Bulldogs, Chieftains, and Blackhawks all play here on Country and Community. WRCO FM 100.9.
On a national scale, Petya is the name of this virus, was eating Ukraine's computers alive. It would hit at least four hospitals in Kyiv alone, six power companies, two airports, more than 22 Ukrainian banks, ATMs and card payment systems and retailers and transport, and practically every federal agency. The government was dead, summarizes Ukrainian Minister of Infrastructure Volodymyr.
And every move is with my best intention.
About 10% of all the computers in Ukraine, corporate, government, and personal. 10% of all the computers in Ukraine were bricked, permanently destroyed. More than 300 companies were shut down. Everything. Check on systems and stores died. Gas stations couldn't process payments, so their pumps stopped working. Banks went down, and now when people were unable to access their balances. So many times I let my heart get broken. I closed my eyes and let my heart wide open. Now I'm only dealing with emotion. Only in it for the love. The response of the Trump administration, this is when Donald Trump was president. This was in 2018. The response of the Trump administration took 2 months and was decisive. In early 2018, presumably following one of Trump's secret phone conversations with Putin, Donald Trump shut down President Obama's White House office and the cybersecurity coordinator and every job on its lender for the love and affection.
I think I'm headed in the right direction.
I guess the question that I'm really asking is, do you want to love the never asking?
So many times I let my heart get broken. I closed my eyes and left myself wide open.
Now I'm only dealing with real emotion. I'm only in it for the love. Discovered this. It was federalized by the corporation that you notified the government because Trump had shut down the government operations that could have told us about this. So last week, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Defense Secretary Hegseth said, shut down our operations that are designed to prevent Russia's intrusion into America's cyber infrastructure. And Brazil, Pam Bondi is doing the same thing over at the FBI, over at the Department of Homeland Security. She shut down the FBI's efforts to uncover the deep webs and social media and fake news influence operations. That program was shut down by Pam Bondi.
Now I only deal in real emotion.
It already has a good response here. This was not Russia. This was Iran. Iran came after us. And you got to hear this story of what they did to the United States and what they almost did. This state
It's the 54th annual sales fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year. Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at sales fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible the electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car has to pay for. So get your phone up and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
April election, here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News radio host Matt Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem,
and the causes may be different.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever having.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I have a 51. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app Tune? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Once we stood with the sky, a sensuous moment, champions of freedom in the peak.
You control.
The Odyssey, the Iliad,
sensuous woman.
The lies of democracy, and then always on the other side, there's
really
the dark side of character. That's what we have become, or at least what the Trump administration has become. They've become Darth Vader. Who is the Anakin Skywalker?
Someone's true.
But back
at home,
to, you know, how this war could go.
I should be with her.
In 2012, Iran
and she don't
got seriously pissed off at the United States and Saudi Arabia. And on August 15th, 2012, they used a cyber warfare tool weapon
will break
and destroyed 30,000 Saudi computers.
This
just
a spell you cast all over me.
That was just the beginning. A few weeks later, they went after a 245-foot-tall, 800-foot-long dam here in Oregon, the Arthur R. Bowman Dam, which backs up the Crooked River. If that dam were to fail,
I
would just be suddenly open. The city of Pineville, which is just downstream from it, would get flooded, and thousands of people would instantly die.
Sensuous
Iran believed that they had seized control of that dam. In fact, they had seized control of the Bowman Avenue Dam in New York State, which dams a relatively small stream. So when they tried to blow that dam open, it didn't work. But then it gets even wilder. Then Sheldon Adelson comes out and says, we should just drop a bomb in the desert of Iran. And so what does Iran do? Weeks later, all the computers at the Sands, Adelson's hotel casino, died. Totally. Every hard drive wiped, every screen showing a photo of Adelson and Netanyahu with the inscription, don't let your tongue cut your throat. The computers may have all had been photographed. Ripped is the word.
We have to leave to
the Obama administration response put forward legislation to require all of our private infrastructure, the dams, the power systems, kinds of attacks. It passed the House of Representatives. Republicans killed it in the Senate with a filibuster. We are still not happy. We are still not happy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-801-9925.
And now you've got, you know, Christine Ohm and
you can't hear me call
basically taking down our defenses.
Single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. The service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call a tax doctor right now. I mean, right now to learn more. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again. Feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. Make a choice right here, right now, today. To call another woman to give you the sort of brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Claiming a massive attack, the mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. A source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose a mutual test ceasefire with Russia when it meets with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia today. Don't panic, say some Republican lawmakers, as Wall Street analysts cite the uncertainty over President Trump's trade war with Canada and Mexico and fears of a recession for the biggest one-day declines for the major indexes on Wall Street this year. ABC News chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Wednesday, Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum coming into the country are set to go into effect, which could mean that by Memorial Day, Americans will be paying more for everything from washing machines and toasters to canned goods and cars.
Federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency outfit should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. I've seen a
sunset there. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
NFL free agency frenzy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers making moves in free agency. Decided not to re-sign center Josh Myers. Instead, they bring in 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. The 27-year-old 6'6" Banks agreeing to a 4-year contract with Green Bay worth $77 million. It's likely Elton Jenkins will move from left guard to center. On defense, the Packers added another player from the Raiders. It's defensive back Nate Hobbs. A 4-year deal with $46 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing 27-year-old defensive lineman T.J. Slayton today. He'll join the Bengals on a 2-year deal worth over $15 million. NBA, the Bucks headed to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow night after losing to the Cavaliers at home, 112-100.
Offensively, we're not good enough to win the game. I thought just standard defense, we did enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight as a little bit of high cloudiness works through the area. A northwest wind will develop. It will be occasionally gusty with lows in the lower to middle 30s. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, upper 40s to near 50. Currently 41 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening.
The Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Hey, baby,
won't you take I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got that. My heart is
full. To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us at 10:33 to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Just me and you.
100% of the customers of Sticker Shock Station for a year become customers for life. Call the Chaos Importer Fulfillment. The shipping software that delivers.
We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. Make a wish by the light of a lover's moon. But the cowboys, I'll get my grandma a wedding ring and my brother a Chevrolet. We can stay at your mama's house. We don't have to go away. Just have my hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in blue. Have a hometown honeymoon. Dancing to the rhythm of a love.
Better policing. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, thank you, Dave. Well said and tight. Appreciate that. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey,
turn down the background, please, Mark. Thank you.
Yep, I'm just turning the computer on.
Jake was a dirt poor farmer.
One thing that Senator, your Senator brought to the platform. They're also cutting down satellite intelligence and sharing with Ukraine. And they're up in arms. Yeah, and they're up in arms, NATO there. This is that Times Radio. And they have these generals, and they said, there's no way we could, we don't have the capability. And, France, they're trying to move into Europe. And they're turning us off.
Messaging or media infrastructure for Democrats.
100.9
Sirius XM's Progress Channel, and a handful of progressive radio stations around the country. There's nothing like, you know, some kind of television, like 200 television stations, and crap on every day.
I love my life, I love my husband, without those kids, man, I ain't nothing. I love my fans, love my band, love my little Tennessee piece of land. Sometimes my life gets so hectic, out of the blue when I least suspect it. Somewhere between a hubbub and a drama, I get to thinking about mama.
Large chunks of Citizens United, but
can't blame a bloodline for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you, and I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw song. It's my own damn fault. I sing along, but I ain't blaming no one but me.
Coming in.
Oh, yeah. I've been known to be a country song, crying in the rain when I'm gone. Even though mama tried, still can't seem to walk the line. Pointing fingers, you can point them at me.
government gets shut down. I've been known to have a fight inside. She's like, well, load on up, and then we arrive. And I've been known to let my darkness show. We've been pushing up daisy full of bullet holes. You're pointing finger. You can point them at me. It's my fault, as far as I can see.
You can hang up on us.
The community is invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Highland Sunday, March 16th at St. Anthony and Philip Parish. Kids will enjoy a hearty meal featuring corned beef and cabbage, turkey with all the trimmings and homemade desserts, serving from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with carryouts available. The excitement continues with a raffle drawing at 1 p.m. offering a grand prize of $2,500. Tickets are available for $20 each or three for $50.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation has been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table? And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, I think, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump advanced, verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
State Farm. When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less. Families in need.
Latino and black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really the definition of like why he loves so body. Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrc.fm/contest-terms.
Which weekend is it again?
Local radio for you and your community.
It's only on Friday and Saturday,
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites
Sunday,
at civicmedia.us.
March 16th at 2 p.m. at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
And we got to tell everybody that there's no advance ticket sale. They're all just $10 at the door.
Holy wah. Well, he did pick a good cast.
Napa Know How.
miss your favorite show live on air, it's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
And many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, Filter Tool and Sale ends March 15th in Napa Richland Center in Boston.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With
hey,
all the
so
latest styles for everyone needing
for
shoes, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you
really
great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service. Like it on again.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walters. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I don't feel I am. I'm not getting represented, and I'm sorry, but the right questions are not being asked. They are not asking their sick back, and what, how did we get here? We got here because now they're, you know, the, oh, their hair is on fire, and what's happening in them? Where have they been for the last 50 years? I'll tell you right now, we are a country. Who is being ruled by a system that was created when we had 13 states and 3 million people. Now we have almost 4 million. Now we have 100 times that many citizens or people. We're not all citizens. And we don't have a broken two-party system that we're being ruled by. And we have never had a majority rule. Nothing's changed. We're being told we got to get money out of politics. We have more money in politics than ever. And I'm feeling very, I will fight to my death. And believe me, that's what's going to come to. There's going to be a lot of people dying. There are already people dying because of what these guys are doing. Why do they keep winning? That's the question. It's because we're not fighting back.
You know, on the one hand, Nancy, I get what you're saying, and I agree, and I would ask, why hasn't Chuck Schumer been talking like Jeff Merkley? You know, I played that clip twice today. You know, why is that not happening? But on the other hand, there literally is no Democratic messaging infrastructure, and there is a billion-dollar some credit, and Nancy Pelosi got that ass.
She don't look like a mother, nothing like a father. How else can you explain it? Must be something in the water. Pigtails over us, freckles on the face, skinny as a toothpick, turned sideways. Something happened to her when she turned 16, from a little Dixie chicken to a Mississippi queen. Hey, hey. Spend her days of fishing with a bamboo cane. Every night skinny dipping in the pond. You'll be drawn to that girl like a beauty so sweet. You can only
Barry White. You can always find him in the nighttime bell, cranking up a bucket from that old stove, drinking from a hand, swinging at the moon. She don't look like a mother, nothing like a father. Folks round here saying something in the water.
Without any rain, we never ever saw that girl again. But I still got a picture burning in my head. Dancing in a downpour, soaking wet. You can always find her in the nighttime bell, cracking up a bucket from that old stone. Drinking from her hand, stinking at the moon. She don't look like a mother, nothing like a father. How else can you explain it? Must be something in the water. Don't look like a mother, nothing like a father. Folks around here say it's something in the water.
Monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560.
He sold everything.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
But he had to take this job when the chips were down.
News from the center. WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joins us to discuss the impact on Wisconsin of Doge cuts. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Usingers has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now, Usingers fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed, so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usingers fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will buy. Enjoy some this summer with our other great weight products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Mayor of Moscow says at least 60 Ukrainian drones that were targeting the Russian capital have been shot down. Massive attack. A source close to President Zelensky says Ukraine will propose a test ceasefire in a meeting with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia Tuesday. Saying, in effect, don't panic, it'll recover. Some Republican lawmakers reacting to the biggest one-day declines in Wall Street this year. Added to concerns over a possible recession, says Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi.
At the top of the list of concerns is the tariffs. They're on again, off again. It looks like a little trade war is about ready to break out. And that's not good business. So that's going to be bad for everyone. And investors are selling in reflection of that concern.
A federal judge Monday night ruled that Elon Musk's White House government efficiency office should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. This is ABC News. The source close to President Zelensky tells ABC News Ukraine will propose